coming from Formula One, I had a quite good following, and there's been at least as many people following me in IndyCar series, and especially now after winning the 500, it was pretty crazy to see, and all the fans that came out to see me and the World Warner Trophy and celebrate the win in Sweden, and it was incredible. Hi, this is Marcus Ericsson, 2022 Indy 500 champion, on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line a former Formula One driver and now the man behind the wheel, the number 8 Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing, the defending Indy 500 winner, the one and only Marcus Ericsson. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Marcus, you know, off season in racing, it's a long season. You get to get out there, kind of relax, recharge, regroup a little bit. But when you win the Indy 500, it is one of those things, especially as you're gearing up towards that next race. I don't know. What's it like? It's nice to have the attention. Obviously, it's because of success. Does it make it harder to relax and recharge?
Yeah, it's been a very special off season for me this year, no doubt. And, you know, because of that 500 win, it's definitely a win that keeps on giving. And it's been so many cool stuff that I got to experience over the last 6 months or so. And it's been pretty hectic, but in a very good way. And, you know, it's given me a lot of motivation to go out again this year and try and win again. So it's, I'm really excited about getting to go racing this weekend for the season opener in Florida. So it's exciting times for us, definitely.
We're going to talk about St. Petersburg in just a minute, but the offseason allows for a chance to get back, get home, see your friends, see your family. And, of course, you know, they've been fans since your Formula One days, but as you go back and have visited them as an Indy 500 winner and, of course, the BorgWarner and all that kind of stuff, are you finding that maybe more fans in Sweden are becoming either more familiar, more aware, bigger IndyCar fans? Are you doing that? Are you bringing more people to the sport over here?
Yeah, 100%. You know, coming from Formula One, I had a quite good following in F1, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen when I moved over to the IndyCar series. But there's been, you know, at least as many people following me in the IndyCar series, and especially now after winning the 500, it was pretty crazy the amount of attention it got in Sweden. And we went back in November for a trophy tour with the BorgWarner Trophy, and you know, things we got to do there and all the people we got to see and all the fans that came out to see me and the BorgWarner Trophy and celebrate the win together with me, it was incredible. So the interest for the sport, it's definitely growing every day in Sweden. And now after the 500 victory for me last year, it's going to be a lot of Swedes even coming over to watch races. And I know there is, you know, live television of our races back home in Sweden, so it's cool to see that interest in the sport and people following what we do here.
You've done some things that have not been easy to do. A lot of times the progression to Formula One from the IndyCar situation back and forth is you'll have a guy that's successful at IndyCar, he'll get into Formula One, let's say like a Juan Pablo Montoya, and have some success there. There's been others, but to do it the other way, and you'd think it would be easier, right? Because the racing is technically harder, the cars are definitely advanced, but it's been tough for Formula One drivers to come to the IndyCar side and have success or win a 500. Talk a little bit about that challenge to come back. Is it maybe more driver, less car? How does that work?
Yeah, so in Formula One, it's a lot about what car you're in. You know, it's every team build their own car, so the bigger teams have bigger resources and, you know, build better cars than the small teams. And that was one of the big things for me coming over to IndyCar. You know, at one spec series, everyone's got the same opportunity to win. And you obviously still need a good team to work with and set up that car. So you need to be good at, you know, working with engineers and mechanics. But it's a lot more up to the driver to show your skills in IndyCar. And I love that sort of, you know, fighting opportunity you get in IndyCar series. But it's definitely hard, you know, coming from European racing, coming from F1, the racing here in the States are different. We go to ovals, which is something that you never race in Europe or in Formula One. So that was something you have to learn. And also the street courses we go to here are really bumpy and rough. So it's definitely a very different type of racing, but I really enjoy it, man. I think it's really cool and really fun.
Well, there's more and more Marcus Ericsson fans than ever before. And of course, the success leading into this year is going to be great as well for Drive to Survive, that show that brought a lot of the personalities of racing on the Formula One side to people. It's been a huge hit, been a huge boost for that series. And with IndyCar doing the 100 days with CW and Vice, talk a little bit about that, because you know this firsthand, not only on Ganassi Racing, but throughout the IndyCar series, there's great personalities. It's going to be an awesome opportunity to share your personality, the team's personality, plus all of your other drivers of the series with everybody through television.
Yeah, it's great news for us, to be honest, you know, for the series to get a docuseries and get CW and Vice behind it and producing it. It's going to be, you know, it's great. I think it's an awesome opportunity for us to grow the sport. I was in that first season of Drive to Survive, so I know how much impact it had on the sport, on me as a person and as a driver. So, you know, if we can have something similar with this 100 Days to Indy series, that would be huge for us. Because I think, you know, the product, the racing, it's the best racing in the world in IndyCar series, but we need to get more people to watch it and to see the racing and get, you know, involved in it. So this docuseries, I think, is going to be, I hope and I think it's going to be a great success. So I'm really excited to see how they, you know, how it's going to be produced. We've already been filming a lot with it. Yeah, it's going to be cool to see all the, you know, personalities in IndyCar because there is many, and I think fans can enjoy that.
One of the biggest stars, of course, is going to be the defending Indy 500 winner, Marcus Ericsson. So leading into the season, this is it. And we've talked over the last couple of years, IndyCar is as healthy as ever. The racing is as good as ever, as competitive as ever. You never know who is going to win. And that's one of the great things about the series is that it is so competitive. Heading into St. Petersburg, talk a little bit about Chip Ganassi Racing. You're on one of the best teams. So talk a little bit about that, the importance of having that great team, all those great drivers, all that great equipment to go into the season. But the excitement for St. Pete.
Yeah, like you say, you know, I'm with Chip Ganassi Racing and with Honda Engines, and you know, we have the best of the best there. So all the equipment and team is there to win. But like you said as well, it's one of the most competitive series in the world, and there's so many good teams and drivers out there. So it's, you know, you can win one weekend and be P20 the next weekend if you don't get everything right. So that's the beauty of IndyCar, I think. For us, you know, we've had a good off season. We've been working hard to try and improve as a group, and it's you know, we're going into the first race of the season with a very positive mindset. We were out in California a couple of weeks ago for spring training, and I ended up process of that testing, so that's definitely a positive start to the year. And going down to St. Pete, Florida to try and win the opening race, I think that's definitely our goal.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. We're going to be all watching it on NBC. They do such a great job with the race coverage, and you'll be there. So, Marcus, as we let you go, do you get, you know, because you have sort of an all-star team over there at Ganassi Racing, but, of course, heading into it and having that 500 in your pocket, do you get a little more attention? Are they paying a little more attention to everything that you're doing this year?
I think, you know, that's one of the great things, we get treated the same way. But, of course, being the champion of the 500, you definitely have more, you know, more eyes on you in general in the paddock. And, you know, I feel like it's definitely grown my confidence and, you know, I know I can deliver and in the biggest races. So that's going to help me going into this season, no doubt about it.
Well, people are going to be watching you for sure. For all of those reasons, of course, defending the 500 championship coming in to May, as well as we let you go. For people who want to keep up with your adventure, social media wise, website, where can people follow Marcus Ericsson?
So the best way is to do it on Instagram and Twitter, and there I'm Ericsson_Marcus. So I try to keep everyone in the loop there with different things I get up to, not only the racing, but everything that goes on in between races and so on. So that's the best way to do it.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Marcus, we'll let you get back to it, but excited for the season, excited for the success, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.